What did you do?
I hit the dresser and it knocked this off. I have a box with all my linpins, and this is the, like, cover of the box.
And it just yeeted?
And it just... That went well.
Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl,
where Mandy's anxiety is through the roof.
Stranger things. I am Mandy of Galland.
And I'm Karen from Wildwood Elementary.
I have no chill. We've sat over, and I'm not really going to go into it much with you because you don't understand any of this yet, but we had at dinner tonight, had a whole roaring debate because the Duffer brothers supposedly have confirmed that 5 people are going to die in these next 2 episodes, and not well. Listeners can't see it, but I'm wearing my Hellfire Club t-shirt in the hopes that our dear friend Eddie survives tomorrow. I won't talk on the podcast about if he does or doesn't, but I just need Steve to be okay. That's all I care about is Steve. Oh my, if they have to take Eddie, just don't take Steve. Don't take the girl. It's not a girl, but I need to rewrite that song. Don't take Steve.
Mandy's having an anxiety attack. Meanwhile, I'm over here just wildly oblivious to everything that's going on.
I don't, like, I get not wanting to have to wait for things, but I cannot
understand
how you've made it this long.
The thing is, I tried way back when. I tried to watch, I, like, started the first episode, and I just couldn't get into it, and so I just haven't been back to it yet. Like, I know I'm gonna like it, I just haven't gotten back to it yet. So, and then I'm at the point where it's like, might as well just wait for the end before I watch it.
Yeah.
So, you know? So, it's fine. It is what it is.
I'm not well. The twins are talking about staying up until 1:30, 2 o'clock, I think, is when it comes out, our time.
Uh-huh.
So that they can watch it. And I'm like, I can't do that because I got to work tomorrow. But I'm only working a half day, so I'll do that.
Yeah.
Right. So did we decide that we're flipping This Week in Fangirling and Fictional Boyfriend?
Yeah, I think we're going to start with... This Week in Fangirling.
Okay.
Cool. It made more sense. It makes more sense now that we've done a few of these.
Yeah.
Because we're constantly saying, I'll talk more about it.
We'll talk about that later.
And it doesn't make sense to do it that way when we could just flip it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're going to do.
I didn't have a very super eventful week. I only have a few things to tell you about.
I do too. I only have a handful of things. Do you want to start?
Sure. So first off, I finished Realm Breaker because I was worried about going to the Victoria Aveyard book tour tomorrow and having spoilers since the sequel came out. It was very good. It is daunting.
Yeah.
It is a lot. I still really am not sure I know a lot about what happened in this book, but good. I still love the bad guy. The last sentence, too. I'm glad I didn't read this when it came out because the last sentence would have sent me spiraling.
Oh, boy.
Because it's a cliffhanger. It's like, what? And also, I know I've talked about it for a few weeks, but it's tomorrow, so you'll have to hear about it next week from the experience, and then I'll shut up. But Victoria Aveyard has Tiffany D. Jackson there. And so, funnily enough, right before I got the tickets, I had been at Barnes & Noble, and I picked up, and I know I've shown it off before, but I picked up Blackout, which is it's a novel, but it has 6 authors. And so it's like each of them wrote short stories that kind of compiled into this one night in New York City. Mm-hmm. And one of them is Tiffany D. Jackson. And actually her story is my favorite one out of the whole, because she did it in like acts. So there are, I think she's got 4 or 5 stories in this book where most everybody else has 1 or 2.
Okay.
But I didn't want to go to the book tour not having read something that she wrote.
Right.
So I had Blackout for like 2 days before I realized she was going to be there. So I read that. It was very good. It's about a blackout in New York City, just like in the Heights. Mm-hmm. So it's very cute. It's got, it's obviously it's stories about people of color, primarily Black people, but it also has like, you know, a man and a woman. It has a few queer love stories. So it's like very representative of more people.
Yeah, I love that.
I loved it. Then Josh and one of the twins started picking on me about my backlog of Once Upon a Book Club boxes. So I've started trying to read through those. So I read The Storyteller, which is the Romanov Princess box.
Of course you picked the one that I have.
I grabbed a box. So it's just, I mean, I would hope that this would be, the title kind of gives it away. It's about someone who thinks that they may be a descendant or not a descendant, but a relative of Anastasia Romanoff.
Yeah.
It was very good. The gifts were really cool. And then I think this one so far, I've gotten two gifts out of this box that I'm about to show you, the book I'm about to show you. I think it may be my favorite Once Upon a Book Club I've ever gotten. Ooh. The two gifts that I've opened have made my jaw drop.
Oh, so exciting.
It's the Roughest Draft. It's called, I think the box was called Write Your Own Story.
Yeah, I almost got that one.
Loving this. The first book, the first gift, my jaw hit the floor and I was just like, I wish I had recorded myself opening it because it was really, I'm looking at the gift. It's really freaking cool.
Oh.
So I'm in the middle of the Roughest Draft. And it's like a love story about some writers.
Aww.
What more do I need?
Hello.
And it's pretty much my week. I've been working over, so I've been working more so that I can be off half a day tomorrow so that we can watch Stranger Things and leave.
Yeah.
But I also just want to show off. I know you have this too. But we both got little like promo materials for Love Times Infinity by Lane Clark, which comes out July 26th. So we got little like postcard that the author like wrote a little note on, and then a bookmark. That's really cute.
I'm very excited
for that.
Yeah, Lane Clark, the author, reached out to us via our podcast email, and was just like, "Hey, I'd love to, you know, send you stuff." And I was like,
"Yeah,
oh, yes."
And
we
the
love
fact
it.
That she took time. With her gorgeous handwriting to like write a little note.
Oh my gosh.
Her handwriting is beautiful.
Yes.
So I'm excited to read this.
Me too. I'm very excited.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So I just wanted to show that off, but that was my week. I didn't do a whole heck of a lot. Oh, I should say, because are you going to say later, or do we say in fangirling who our boyfriend is?
Yeah. No, we'll say it later.
Okay. Never mind.
Yeah. I think so. We're still working out kinks, apparently.
I didn't know if it was
going
to be, while I'm talking about this, let me tell you my book boyfriend, or, because we still have to do the sound. Okay, never mind. You can call that if you want to. I don't know what I was thinking.
All right. So that was your week. That was everything?
That was my week. It was a quick week. Yeah, all I did was read, and I played The Sims some. I listened to Realmbreaker on audio, and I was playing The Sims.
I mean,
it was one of those weeks where I need a wholesome break. I needed an escape.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yes. 100%. I was doom scrolling so much that it was messing with me mentally. I was like, not in a great place, as most women many women in the country are.
Yeah.
Many people with uteruses in the country are.
Yes.
So I was like, I need to just build and decorate. Some little, two-dimensional, I guess they're 3D, but 2D houses in a little virtual world and just get away from it all. So I played a lot of Sims.
Nice. Well, I also didn't do too much. I had started, when I'm at work, I like to listen to audiobooks because it just helps me get through the day. And so I was looking for something on Kindle Unlimited because I currently have that. And they also have audiobooks. And so, turns out The Hobbit is on Kindle Unlimited.
Hey!
And so I put The Hobbit on and I listened to that. I just finished it. And I will say, I'm glad audiobooks exist because I would not have been able to read that.
No.
No. No. Absolutely not. Like,
I was that way with Aragorn too. Like, just, I couldn't have physically read this.
Listening to it, I was just, there's no way I would have sat long enough to read this book. So I'm very glad audiobooks
every one
exist.
Of the names, just the names alone. You're like, I couldn't pronounce half of these.
So much, like, slow moving, you know. And it was good. Yeah. It's just, I personally could not have sat down and read it. So thank God for audiobooks. And then, once I finished that while I was at work, so I was like, I need to pick up another book to, like, listen to. And I wasn't really in the mood to, like, continue and go to Lord of the Rings. So I was, like, looking at the books that I had to see if any of them had, like, the audible narration. And so I have a book that I think I got it as part of the, what's it called? The First Reads, the Amazon First Reads.
Mm-hmm.
It's either that or it was like on sale or something and it looked good. So it's called Lies We Bury by L. Marr, which is the book that I had. But when I was reading the description, they were talking about her other books. And so I looked up her other books. And so her first book, her debut book, is called The Missing Sister. And it sounded really interesting, and it had audible narration, so I put that on to listen to, and I'm really enjoying it. I've only got, like, I think, like, an hour and a half left of it, and I started it, like, yesterday at work. So it's not very long at all. So it's about this this girl, this American girl. She is mixed race, Chinese and Scottish, Irish, maybe? I can't remember. And so she gets an email from her twin sister's boyfriend telling her that her sister is dead. And so her sister was...
Well, that's something you should put in an email.
Yeah. Her sister was studying in France and living in France. So, yeah. I guess he just didn't have... I don't know. But anyways, so she travels to Paris to identify the body and all of that. And when she gets there, her sister's boyfriend, like, they go to her apartment or whatnot. And she's looking around. And her sister, so apparently when they were little kids, they're twin sisters, identical twin sisters. When they were little kids, they made up their own language. And it's like a written language that kind of just looks like gibberish to anybody else. And so when she got there, there's a message on her whiteboard in this language that says, alive, trust no one. And so now it's basically just about her trying to figure out, like, is this actually a message from my sister that she, like, left, or was she just doodling or what? And so she's, like, in Paris trying to find if her sister's alive.
Right.
And
interesting.
It's really fascinating. I'm really enjoying it. So it's called The Missing Sister by L. Marr. And I say all of that, and I don't think any of it's a spoiler, because the title is The Missing Sister.
The Missing Sister, so not the dead sister.
I assumed that her sister was still alive. Or at least she is thinking that her sister is still alive.
I'm adding it to my Amazon right now.
Yeah, it's...
Adding it to my wish list.
So, yeah. So I'm excited. I'm excited that I'm, like, listening to this, and I really enjoy it. And I have this other book by the same author that I am excited to read now because I'm enjoying her writing.
L. Marr?
L. Marr. Yeah, M-A-R-R. So, yes. So I'm almost done with that. I'm really excited to finish that. And I caught up on Miss Marvel. So I watched the episode that I didn't watch last week. And then I watched haven't watched yet. So yeah. So then next week we will talk about...
Yeah, we'll just have a whole...
We'll just have a whole Miss Marvel conversation. and then for movie night was with Beth was on Friday, which was June 24th, I believe. Yep, June 24th. So it was a rough time. So we were like, mm-hmm. I need something that is just not heavy, something that is exciting. So we watched Pitch Perfect.
I love.
We just were like, we'll just watch Pitch Perfect. It'll be, we just need something that's just cheery.
Distracting.
Makes me laugh.
We're not going to forget anything. We haven't forgotten anything, but you just need an escape because
I need
your mental health needs to be.
We absolutely just needed a break priority. From the real world. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Well, that was pretty much my week. So now we go to fictional boyfriend of the week.
Who is your fictional boyfriend?
This is going to take a minute to get used to. I was like, wait, what's the next segment? I didn't write anybody down because I don't know that anybody spoke to me this week.
I wrote somebody down, but then I've changed my mind. So I wrote Evan Herman, who is somebody who helps the main character in The Storyteller.
Okay.
Which is the Anastasia Romanoff book. But then I realized there's a very, again, this is not a spoiler because I don't know, this is just speculation, but there's a very nervous pit in my stomach that Eddie Munson is going to die tomorrow. And he hasn't been my fictional boyfriend yet, where Steve Harrington has, even though Steve is my favorite. So I'm wearing my, again, Hellfire Club shirt, which is Eddie's t-shirt in Stranger Things. I hope I'm wearing it because he's going to survive the day, but just in case, Eddie Munson is my fictional boyfriend of the week. As always, we record on Thursdays, and every Thursday, my family and I have a standing reservation at our friend's restaurant, Pearl, in downtown Macon. And as we were walking back to the car, I have my Hellfire Club t-shirt on. There's another guy walking towards us wearing the Hellfire Club t-shirt, and he was far enough away that we couldn't say anything, but close enough that we could see him. So in Eddie Munson style, I just threw up the rock and roll hands and like shook. He was like, yes. So
I love.
We're all in solidarity today that we're very, the Stranger Things fandom is concerned. And by the time you're listening to this,
it will have already happened.
It's happened. Whatever has happened. But please keep in mind that when I am saying these words, it's the night before. And
we
I am
start,
not well.
We should start every episode being like, today is June 30th.
Yeah.
And this episode is releasing on July 8th. Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because tomorrow's the first of 7 days. Yeah, so today is June 30th. This episode is releasing on July 8th. So whatever has happened has already happened, but we don't know yet. Or
we're not Mandy just dummies. We're not dummies. It just, in my timeline, that happened. Oh, God. The twins are talking about staying up. I don't know if I already said that, but they're like, we're going to stay up until the middle of the night, where I can't do that.
Oh my goodness.
But I've like sworn them to secrecy. I don't want to know when I should be worried. I don't want to know if I should pay attention in this scene. I don't want to know any of it.
Yeah.
Don't tell me. Tell me.
I will say, I should have said this in the last segment, but I just want to say, and this isn't a spoiler, but there's going to be one part in the episode of Ms. Marvel that you haven't watched where you're just going to be like, and I know it. And you're going to know exactly what I'm talking about once it happens.
Does she kiss? What's his name?
No.
I forgot his name. Bestie.
Kamran? No, Bestie. Bruno?
Yeah. No, no. Yeah.
No, you'll understand. But
did she kiss Nakia? Is her name Nakia?
Nakia. That is her name.
Did she kiss Nakia?
No, but that would be amazing.
I know. I was like, all right, if she's not going to kiss Bruno, what would make me almost as excited? Because I just love Bruno. I think he's sweet.
I do too. I do too.
I'm like, I would be okay with she wanted to kiss Nakia.
That would be amazing. Oh like, my gosh. That would, what's I would funny is, line.
Like, of course, our generation is raising, like, a generation behind us to be loving and accepting. So I was telling one of the twins about Blackout and how, like, there's one character that's two, or one story that's two guys that mm-hmm. one is trying really hard to be straight, even though he knows in his heart he's not. And so I said, you know, they finally realized that, you know, they're crushing on each other. And she was just like, he said, I know, right? Like, it wasn't even so like a happy. Two guys. It was just like, I love that.
That makes me so happy. I love it. Yeah. We're raising such a, like, a good generation. I have hope.
Yeah.
Based on, I mean,
yeah.
our next generation is being raised with kindness. So, yay. I'm very happy
yes,
about that.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think
so
I
so no
have...
fictional boyfriend this week? You don't have to.
I don't think so. There is one person that is, like, kind of a maybe, but us from Ms. Marvel, and you haven't met this person yet. So, I don't want to say anything.
Unnamed Ms. Marvel character. Gotcha.
Yeah. A new unnamed Ms. Marvel character that I'm kind of digging. I think I like them.
Okay.
I say okay. them not because they're a non-binary person, just so that I don't tell you what the sex is.
Yeah, who it might be.
We can talk about it next week. But I think
interesting.
I think I like them. I like them. Yeah. All right.
All right.
All right. Well, next up.
Where did your money go?
Where did my money go? Well, Mandy. I got Hattie Harmony, Worry Detective, by Elizabeth Olsen and Robbie Arnett. And let me tell you, I am obsessed with this little children's book. So, it's called Hattie Harmony, Worry Detective. It's written by Elizabeth Olsen and Robbie Arnett and illustrated by Marissa Valdez. And Hattie is a little cat who goes to Wildwood Elementary. And she helps her friends when they have anxiety or worries, and she gives them tools to manage their anxiety. And it's
That's
so
cute.
It's really
just, I need to get that for my baby niece.
It is very, very cute. I also bought the audiobook because it's narrated by Elizabeth Olsen and Robbie Arnett. Lizzie does all of the like the characters' voices. So she does voices for all the characters, and Robbie does the, like, actual narration, and it's so cute.
That
so
is precious.
It came out on June 28th, and Amazon delivered it to me on June 28th, so I was really excited. And obviously, an audiobook was auto-delivered. And so that night, we, for a bedtime story, my daughter, she laid down. I put on my computer lady. I told her to read this book, and so Lizzie and Robbie read the book while I turned the pages, and it was just, it was perfect. It was amazing. And I was like, do I really want to pay like $7 for this audiobook that's like 10 minutes? It's worth every penny. It's worth every penny.
It's Lizzie Olsen.
First,
you'd pay $10 for her to read you the phone book.
I would. But I will say, like, her voices are just, they're great. They're amazing. She does different voices for each of the characters who speak in the book. So it's just, it's very cute. And it's, I think it's going to be so helpful for children because they will learn these tools.
Yeah, I need to order it.
They'll learn these tools early on to deal with anxiety. These things that, you know, I never learned as a kid, and now I'm dealing with crippling anxiety, so.
Yeah.
It's
like, wow, I wish I had known this.
Exactly. So, I highly recommend, if you have small children, or you have anxiety at all, like, highly recommend. And it's
Go ahead and get it.
It's the first book in, like, a series, so I'm very excited to see what else they come out with. I'm excited to see more Hattie.
Very cute.
I do love Hattie very much. And she's just so cute.
I think I'm going to order it. Like, I'm going to order it for my baby niece, and I'm going to mail it to their house with her name on it. and not tell anybody. Just have it show up where she gets mail.
Yes, I love that. My daughter loves it when she gets mail. It's so cute. Yeah, kids just... I mean, I love it when I get mail, so I understand kids' excitement over it, too. So that was one of the things that I got this week. I got my Spider-Man comic comic cover Funko Pop combo thing. It's over there, though. I meant to bring it over, but I didn't. and then I have the hardcover here, but... because I put the other one away. But I bought 5 feet apart in paperback.
It's a touchy subject.
It's, there's a whole story behind this, which maybe I'll tell one day. I'm cranky about it still.
too, because I thought I had a genius idea.
It was genius. It was just Target failed. It was brilliant.
And then they were wrong.
Yeah, so I bought the paperback of 5 feet apart. I got a regular copy of These Violent Delights by Chloe Kong to go with my other one. And also, the duology was on sale on Kindle, so I bought that on Kindle because I didn't already have it.
Me with The Night the Stars Fell.
When Chloe Kong tells you that something's on sale, you just go. I black out and I go.
You just run.
I just go. And then I got... Gregory Maguire wrote a series called The Wicked Years. So the first book is Wicked. The second book is Son of a Witch. So I was missing the last two. So I bought a line.
I love that name.
I know, right? So I bought book 3 and 4, which was A Lion Among Men and Out of Oz. I kept Out of Oz, but A Lion Among Men came with somebody's name written on the edge. I sent a picture to Matt, and I was like, what the hell is this?
You said, am I mad enough to return this, or does this bother me enough to return it? And I was like, yes, absolutely.
I was like, if I had got this for, like, $1 at a used book sale, then But I paid, like, $9 for it.
You know this.
Yeah.
And, like, if you buy a book used, you expect maybe there's a dog-eared page or two. Right. Maybe the cover's a little bit... but somebody's name written all up the side in Sharpie, it was not small.
No.
It was like 75% of the width or the length of the book.
Yeah.
The height of the book.
I was like, nope. So that got returned and I just ordered a
new. That's not a thing.
I went on Target and I ordered a new copy. The copy I ordered at Target was brand new and like slightly cheaper than what I bought on Amazon because of my discount. Yeah. So I was like, I should have just done that in the first place. And then my daughter is going to be a bridesmaid in a friend's wedding, in August. So I got her little, I said bridesmaid. I meant flower girl. So I got her little flower girl dress. It's hard to see.
Aww.
It's hanging next to me right now. I'll post a picture of it. It's very pretty. And shoes. And then I also... ordered from Here Comes the Nerd my Felix pin.
I'm so excited. Felix too. I can't wait.
Yay.
Shipping notice for it.
Lucky. I haven't gotten mine yet. Or if I did, I haven't seen it yet.
Anyways.
But yeah, that was where all my money went this week.
So I also just with my just like with this week in fangirling, I really don't have a lot for where my money went. One of them I'm kind of pissed about, if I'm going to be honest with you, because I had a bookish box out for delivery yesterday, and it was the one that had stuff based off of, I think, from Blood and Ash and Throne of Glass. Mm-hmm. And USPS comes to my house. They deliver two packages for my husband. They take my package. They mark it as there's a forward request on it and forward it God knows where. It's in transit to its next destination now.
That's insane.
Oh, I called because this is the sixth package in a month of mine, just mine, that they have forwarded somewhere. And it takes it a month. The last few went to Tampa and then came back here. So I put a note in the mailbox that was like, I've lived here 8 years. I'm not going anywhere. Please stop forwarding my mail. And I called and filed a complaint today, not to be a stereotypical Karen with an E, but like, I want my mail.
It's been
too much to ask.
It's not even like it's a one-off thing. It recurs constantly. Like, it happens all the time. Your mail people.
Yeah, so listeners, I have a saga with the United States Postal Service. They will drive through my yard. They'll throw my packages from the truck onto my porch. Sometimes they'll throw them from the side to where they, like, they're underneath a porch swing that we don't ever, like, go near. They've left mail on the ground next to my mailbox. They've broken. I bought my husband a few years ago, right as the first Fantastic Beasts movie came out. They did an Empire magazine that had a like little tiny screen in the cover where you could like have the moving. They broke it to fit it in the mailbox, which was $100. There are 1,000 of them on Earth, and they broke it. They bent my college degree, diploma, whatever. It's a whole thing. Leaving mail in puddles. And one time he came.
That's if they deliver your mail.
If they deliver it at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
One day we came home and my husband pulled into the driveway and then he was like, wait a second. And he backed up and there was a box in the middle of the driveway. Just sitting. It was just one of the Harry Potter coloring books when they first started coming out, but still like, doesn't matter.
That's not
and then they will deliver my mail to a house down the street, theirs to us. At Christmas, I have the lady on speed dial.
Yeah.
Because it's like, yeah, I got a box for you. I'm on the way down with it. Or they'll say there was an animal interference when I have cameras. I see you drive by and deliver everything else. There was no animal.
Right.
They'll say held at post office at customer request, which never happens. And then the newest is forwarded. I didn't ask you to forward my mail. So
it's ridiculous.
I was supposed to have a bookish box to show off maybe next week. Probably not, because the last one took a month.
Ridiculous.
So I don't have anything to show because with my birthday being last week, I got a lot. And I got a lot of Amazon gift cards, but I'm saving those for Prime Day.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to save my money for Prime Day.
Oh my goodness.
So yeah, I didn't really. I mean, I spent money this week, but it was on like food. We went to Pearl a few times. We went to Pearl quite a few times.
Listen, if I lived there, I would go there all the time.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yeah,
well, because the bread pudding changes like every 2 days. And so like we went downtown and we ate at Ninja, which is like a Japanese restaurant. Mm-hmm. And we left and we took the twins to Decadent, which is where my husband took your kid when we went to the Monkey's Paw Tiki Bar.
Yep.
They got brownies a la mode. But my husband and I were like, we're going to swing by Pearl. So we got, I think it was Friday night, they had macadamia. Mm. And it was like macadamia coconut bread pudding. Oh. Insane. But tonight there were four left. We got two of them. The oatmeal cream pie.
Oh my God.
We didn't finish it because we all had an entree. We had the Japanese milk rolls, yeast rolls. And then Ashley has like a special she's starting tomorrow for First Friday and she was taking photos of it, and as she came by she like put it on our table for us to eat. So we were eating that too. I guess I can say it now because this won't air until after she's in. I mean, there's not a lot of people maybe who listening who are making, but she's doing duck fat First Friday fries.
Ooh.
So the first Friday of every month she's gonna do fries that are cooked in duck fat. And she'll have like a special signature sauce. Ugh. So like we were gorging ourselves on those. And then the four bread puddings came out because we also got honey bun bread pudding. A lot of my money's gone to Pearl lately because I don't have self-control. And I hear that there's a new bread pudding and I have to have it.
Yeah.
I have to have it.
Of course.
So
it's understandable. I understand.
I can't show you where my money went, but I can show you pictures. I take pictures of all of our food. So
oh my
I can show you.
Yum.
But I can't show you.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's that. Next is...
Where did your... Oh, you showed me where your money went. You went first.
I did.
Duh.
I did. Now we go on to... What are you anticipating this week? Or next week?
I am nervously anticipating Stranger Things. I'm so scared. And then, again, as always, for the past few weeks, the Victoria Aveyard book tour is now tomorrow for me. So, yes. I'm getting on early and I don't know what Josh and the twins are going to do, but one of them is on the fence on if she's going with me or not. Mm-hmm. And this particular, I don't know if all authors are like this or if this is just this event space or what. They offered like a free kids ticket. Mm-hmm. So like if you're an adult with a little and you don't have anywhere to take them, don't wanted you to be able to come, so you have like a free
pass nice.
For one little. Yeah. So I got one just in case, but they haven't decided if they're gonna go with me or if they're gonna do something fun with Uncle while they're gone. Yeah. While I'm gone.
That'll be
exciting.
It's
fine either way.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I think we should start talking about how we're anticipating The Starlight and the Shadows to come out, because you've read it, but you may not have. So that's coming in August.
It is coming in August. Yeah, it's soon. It's so soon. I'm so excited.
Not too far away. So
and
I know that we say like we scream from the rooftops, but you've got to read The Night the Stars Fell and Scar's Allegory, and Amber is offering for, I think, now through the time that they dispatch, there's like a drawing where if you buy one of the signed copies on her website, you're entered to get the swag box that Karen and I think were the first orders.
We were the first two orders.
Yeah.
So if you pre-order The Starlight and the Shadows, either the hardback or the paperback from Amber's website, then you will be entered into a drawing to be upgraded to a swag box that was sold previously. And Amber has said that the winner will not be announced. It will just be sent off.
It's really cool. You're getting the book
and you could possibly be getting a whole box, so that's very you'll get and it'll come with whichever format you buy. So if you pre-order the hardback, you'll get the swag box with the hardback. If you pre-order the paperback, you'll get the swag box with the paperback. So it's very cool.
Yeah, and there's a lot of cool goodies in it.
Yeah, so I'm really
excited. She
hasn't
like specifically shown them, but like
she's mentioned what they
she said what items are.
Yeah, I'm come so with the excited. E-book. Yeah. I'm so excited.
So amberdlewis.com. I know that the listeners may be tired of hearing us talk about the character because I'm obsessed.
Yep, we love her. So, we love her. Yeah. So yeah. I'm definitely anticipating that. And my swag box. This weekend for me is my niece's birthday party on Saturday. And then we're going to go see Minions on Sunday. I finally went yesterday to exchange my ticket because my dumbass forgot we were going to a birthday party on Saturday.
Oh, and so yeah.
I bought tickets for the exact time of the party. And so I went in yesterday on my lunch break and I was like, please exchange these. And I was so mad that I didn't do it sooner because the showing that I wanted and the seats that I wanted in that showing were sold. So I
had your cubby.
They took my cubby. I'm so mad. And so we're going to like a later showing, like a 4:30 showing instead of like 11:30, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking I might do a date night kind of thing. Mommy daughter date night.
Yeah.
So we'll watch the movie and then go get like dinner or something. So yeah.
I was just sitting here trying to fathom not just getting myself out, but getting the two children that live in this house to an 11:30 AM movie. And that is hysterical. My husband could do it. He'd be like up and at 'em, ready to go for the 11:30 movie. The rest of us will be like,
this child
I don't even want to think at 11:30.
Listen, this child wakes up so early. So early, Mandy.
I know. When y'all came here, she woke up earlier than me, being 3 hours behind her.
Yeah.
I mean, 3 hours before her time zone.
Right. So she's up at, like, what, like, 9 o'clock your time, which is, like, 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. California. It was ridiculous. So she gets up. She usually gets up between, like, 7 and 8 every day.
She's crazy.
It
crazy.
Drives me insane because I just want to sleep in on the weekends.
Yeah.
We're
fortunate with the twins because they, as long as I've known them, which had them when they were 9 months old, they've been little bears. Yeah. Even when they were babies, like, you had to, like, shake them awake. Like, are you breathing? Like, what's going on? We good?
My favorite thing was when the alarm went off when I was staying with you. You're like, what?
And that's the one that sleeps through the alarms.
Yeah.
So the fact that she had one set is hilarious.
It was so funny.
Because it never woke her up.
I was so confused.
I was embarrassed.
I was so confused because the alarm went off and I was like, what the hell is that? And I thought I was, like, dreaming. And then it didn't stop. At first, I think I thought it was my alarm on my phone because I have, like, an alarm on my phone to wake me up. And so I was just like, well, let me just toss it, because I just, like, tap at it and it'll snooze, right? Yeah. And then it didn't stop, so I was like, hold on, this is real life. And then I, like, looked, and, like, you could see the, I can't say her name, but
little ring on it,
the little computer lady,
A-word, shut up,
the light, and I was like, and my dumbass is so tired, I get up out of bed and stick my face next to her to tell her to turn off. Instead of just doing it from bed.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
You A word.
That was so funny.
Yeah.
I was cracking up. But
even now, like, on summer, she sets alarms and I have to go in there and turn them off because she's not waking up for them.
That's so funny. I turned off I set a timer on mine and then I was in the kitchen and when it went off. And it's in the bedroom, and we were sitting in the kitchen. It was me, my mom, and my daughter, and we were like, what is that sound? She's like, Mommy, what is that? And I was like, oh, that's the timer. And I didn't want to get up, so I pulled up the app on my phone, and I was just like, hey, turn off that timer.
Knock it off.
I was like, I don't want to get up. This is nice. I can just sit here and turn things off.
One of them was baking cookies last night. She's on, like, a baking kick, which we're not complaining about. Oh, and she had the Hamilton sound playing.
Yes.
Well, she used A word for the timer. Mm-hmm. And then when the timer went off, she said stop. And, like, we're sitting in the living room now. Everything stops. Mm-hmm. Well, the other twin comes through about 10 minutes later. And she was like, A word's playing at Hamilton really quietly. So I guess she glitched and she took the volume to, like, lowest it would go, but she was steadily spouting out Hamilton. We're, like, watching TikToks and stuff and we just couldn't hear it, but she was like, yeah, she's over here singing.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
I love that.
She was like, I hear Hamilton.
That's funny. I love that. That's great.
Anyways,
went off on a tangent, but, I don't know what else I'm anticipating. I don't know. I mean, Thor comes out next week, too, so I have tickets for that. I'm excited.
So I should be anticipating that, but I've got a bad taste in my mouth after Mom.
I was like, what did your mom do?
No.
Oh, I'm clearly
my brother takes me. Multiverse spoilers just for a minute or two. My youngest brother texted me and he was like, I'm watching Multiverse and is it bad that, like, I Wanda? And I was like, no. I don't like the movie. It's not because of her.
No, she's great in it.
Anything. She's, like, the redeeming thing.
Yeah. She's about great the in movie. It. She went all out. It's good. I don't know. We'll see how we feel after Thor. I mean, it's got the guy that you don't like, so that's probably helping you not be anticipating it.
I've got to go look at Christian Bale's stupid face.
I was going to say something, and now I've forgotten. That's on me, I guess. Oh, well. if I figure it out, I'm sure I'll scream it out at some point, but that's it. That's all I got. All right.
Do you have a free... freestyle?
I do have a freestyle. It's nothing, it's not controversial for us.
Good.
And hopefully good. For the listeners that are listening, it's also not controversial, because I saw a TikTok, and I was gonna send it to you, but I wanted to talk about it, so I didn't send it to you.
Okay.
So, it was a TikToker, I forget the name, and I'm so sorry to the TikToker, if you happen to be listening to this. I'm sorry, I just forgot. I don't follow them. I just see them on my FYP every now and then. And so, apparently, you know Big Hero 6, Baymax. Disney's coming out with a little series. You know what I'm going to say. So Disney's coming out with, like, a little Baymax series. And I guess there was a clip that was either posted or it was leaked or whatnot. And the conservatives got a hold of it. And are outraged, which means that I am very happy.
Yes.
So in this clip, I'm a
gremlin about it.
I'm so happy. So in this clip, Baymax is at like a grocery store and he's in the aisle for period products. And he's standing there and he's like confused because he doesn't know what to get. So he asked a woman who is there, what's the best kind of this? And she is like, well, these are the ones I use. And then so a bunch of people around who are also in the aisle who over here start giving recommendations. One of the people is a trans man who is wearing a trans pride shirt, like trans flag shirt. And he's like, well, I like these ones because trans men could have uteruses. And so,
yeah.
And I was just like, that is... Kids won't even think, like,
they
give it a second.
They care. That's
they,
the thing.
They won't give it a second thought. But for
no, but
our generation and
up
the
in
old,
arms.
Yeah. And I just like, this is amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. The
They're
way...
saying, oh, you're indoctrinating our children. No, we're not.
Listen.
No,
if
no
you,
they
listen,
don't care.
Listen. How many Disney princesses have been kissed on screen? And that's not indoctrination.
How many have been kissed against their will?
While they're unconscious.
Against their consent.
Without consent.
Yeah.
Yeah. So don't tell me that we're indoctrinating people. We are showing them real.
Also, I need to point out, this is not calling my parents bad parents because they weren't. But I was put, as my mom got ready, my sister and I were put in front of the TV every morning for school while we ate, before school, while we ate our breakfast. In front of Rocco's Modern Life. Rocco was a phone sex,
phone sex operator. As a child,
I had
did
no
not know
idea.
That.
It went over my shoulder, over my head, over my head.
Yeah.
Just
as a child,
I had no idea.
Clue. As an adult finding that out, I was like, "Holy shit."
What?
So clearly, clearly
I was
it's
shocked.
Not an issue with
not upset.
Children.
I'm like, yeah.
Because kids don't understand all the nuances of that. You know? So it's like...
No.
Just
to
show
them it's
them
a shirt. It's somebody wearing a shirt.
To them it's a shirt, and it's and a man having an opinion about period products, which is fine. There was also... I think there was a dad who also was recommending things. And
yeah.
I was like, you need to
and
show.
And most little kids aren't gonna, like, even... Like, well, you'd see period products when you were 4, and you don't have any idea what that is.
No
you don't
clue.
Care.
No
You
clue.
Know? So, like, yeah, little girl, like, should see things like this, prepare them for.
Yeah.
It's a big deal, but it's also not a big deal. Like.
Right. It's a big deal in terms of, like, we're getting this representation of, like,
growing.
Real life.
Well, I meant, like, getting your period.
Well,
it's
that
a big
too.
Deal, but it's not a big deal. You know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's normal everyday.
It's a thing.
It's a
it
thing.
Shows you're growing up, but it's also, you know,
yeah,
it's not big of a deal. But at a young age, they're just going to be like, oh, he's buying something for somebody and needs help.
Right.
They're
exactly.
not look at it as
and
anything
who,
crazy.
What kid who has not gone through that knows what the period products are anyways?
Right.
Like, I didn't know what that stuff was when I was like 10. You know? No. So if
but then you see little toddlers who like get in mom's cabinet and are sticking pads to the wall. You know, like they don't, or dropping tampons
they in don't the, know.
Into the,
yeah,
they don't know. They just funny, weird looking things that stick yes. wall or that come out exactly. of a plastic thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I just really, I was so excited to see that. I like the mm-hmm. way that I like squealed when I saw, because the way that it shot is that it's Baymax and then you just see a hand going in and like, I like these ones. And then it pans out and you can see that yeah. it's a guy in a trans, like with the trans shirt. And I was just like,
yeah,
I loved it. It was so, it made me so happy. Anything that like makes conservatives angry kind of
yeah,
makes
pretty
me
much
happy.
At this oh, point.
However, I did see a TikTok and I was slightly concerned at first because, well, it was, so she was replying to, like, her, replying, it was a reply video, so I went back to the original video and watched that, and she starts off, like, I am a conservative Christian, and I always have been, and I was like, why is this on my FYP? Yeah. And then I kept watching the video, and so basically, she's a conservative Christian living in Texas, which those that in and of itself,
I think I saw her.
Sounds terrible, but she's like, I care about people. I don't vote for the party. I vote for the person, but
yeah.
I don't tell me why I should vote for Beto O'Rourke because I'm not voting for Greg Abbott. But I just can't get behind yeah. Beto. And so she, like, did this whole video. She was very kind, very polite. She was just, like, expressed her yeah. concerns. And so the video that came up on my FYP was a reply to a comment on that video. So it was a follow-up where Beto O'Rourke called her. And they had a whole, like, 20...
I didn't see that.
They had, like, a whole 25-minute conversation. And he, like... they talked about things. She's like, yeah, I'm on board now. Like, he is very genuine. He cares about people mm-hmm. and all of this.
I freaking love him.
I do too. And I was just like, I love that. That's the kind of conservative Christian that I yeah. can get behind. Somebody who actually yeah. cares about people. Like, yeah. actual Christians are supposed to. So.
I saw a video recently of him putting out a fire in a car.
Oh.
I guess a lady turned on her car and it like lit on fire and he happened to be by and like,
oh my gosh.
And then there was another one where he was like out just walking around for a video and like there was like a soup kitchen thing mm-hmm. that night or something and he went in and they were like, do you want the vegan meatballs or do you want this? And like he went through and like ate and was like sitting around talking to people and like mm-hmm. I know it's a politician thing, but he was like, right. What did you say your name again? Oh, Jim. Hi, I'm Beto. And like,
yeah,
made eye contact and shook hands.
Yeah.
And it was just like,
I was in the comments of her video and there were so many people telling stories. Like he, like when that whole cold front came to Texas, he mm-hmm. like called like senior citizens to make sure that they had everything that they needed so that they could stay warm. He like checked in on the people who were. Who are
greeter yeah. was getting on a plane to fly to Mexico and left his dog behind.
Yeah.
I hate him.
Yeah. So I just was like, I really like this guy.
Yeah. No offense to Texas, but my husband had a ghost hunting thing in Louisiana and a few months ago and our Airbnb was in Texas and I was scared. Mm. I was scared to be there.
Listen, I was in a wedding, years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter, I was in a wedding for a friend in New Mexico and I had to fly into Texas and I was only in Texas for like, I don't know, like half an hour to an hour. And I was just like, I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here. I don't want to be here.
This is so scary.
Yeah. So no offense to Texas. I know plenty of people in Texas who are lovely people. But just, yeah. Ugh. Yeah. We try not to get too political in here, but anytime something pisses off conservative Christians,
yeah, I'm for it.
I'm here for it. Especially when it comes to, like...
Well, it's because...
Pride stuff. Yeah. It makes me happy.
Well, I was going to say it's because people who identify as conservative Christians typically... I learned recently, and I didn't know this, they say don't take the Lord's name in vain, and it's not saying, oh my God, it's taking the Bible and beating someone down with it.
Yep.
Is what it is.
Yep.
And so they actually... I don't like the, look at what you're doing, look at what you're doing, don't look in my closet full of skeletons. Mm-hmm. I don't like the hypocrisy that you see a lot.
Yeah.
In people who consider themselves conservative Christians, because it's like
they're not actually acting as Christ would.
Don't use the Lord.
Listen,
Jesus was a socialist. Okay,
I am the least religious person ever. Like I was not raised religious. My parents are Buddhist, but I was not raised in a Christian household. However, I know what is a Christian and what is not. And the people who are celebrating right now are not Christian. Because God, always,
like I grew
God
up
is pro-choice.
Yeah. I grew up in church, but my mom always said, if someone has to tell you how Christian they are, they're not.
Yep.
Because it shouldn't be my words say. It should be my actions show.
Yep, yep.
So if you have to tell us that you're a conservative Christian,
you might just be conservative.
All right. Yeah.
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 So, I didn't mean to go off on that.
Excited for the Baymax.
But I'm very excited for Baymax. I didn't know it was happening. I went on Disney Plus and I saw the banner and I was like, Baymax? What do you mean Baymax? I need more details. Yeah. So, that's very exciting. Especially after that leaked scene, I'm even more excited about it now.
Give
it to me. I can't wait. I'm so excited.
Give it to me now.
So, yep. That's it.
Well, my gosh. We kind of breezed through this episode.
We did.
Neither of us had a lot of anything.
We didn't have a lot going. I do want to say something. I was watching The Tonight Show last night because Lizzie Olsen was the guest. And I was murdered. I died. Because, as it turns out, Elizabeth Olsen is a Dodgers fan.
Oh, I'm no.
Broken. And I should have expected it because she was born and raised in Sherman Oaks. So I should have expected it. But it was like a knife to my heart. And then it twisted.
Okay, I got one of those today.
It was devastating.
Speaking of.
Okay.
Zoe Ashton is pregnant.
I hadn't seen that. Oh my God. Are you okay?
She went to a gala. No. She went to a gala or something and she's got a bump now.
Oh my
God. She's like heavily pregnant.
I mean, congratulations.
And Zoe. I'm very happily married, but it still stings when the person that you think could be the love of your life, if something happens to your husband, is engaged to and pregnant with someone else.
You'll be okay, Mandy.
I still have hope for Milo.
We'll get through this. We'll get through this tough time together.
These trying times together. We can do it.
We can do it. We'll get through it together.
Yes.
But in all seriousness, congratulations to the happy couple. Yeah.
That's really exciting.
That's really exciting. It's
yeah.
That's so cool. I love that.
Yeah.
Aww, I love babies.
She did look beautiful too. I didn't see him, but
I need to look it up. I hadn't heard that or seen anything about that. Yeah. That's amazing. I love that.
I know. I was like,
no. You're like, stab, and then you're like, oh,
wait.
when Lizzie, oh my gosh, because so they have Lizzie and Robbie have a little like Hattie on like a cardboard printout on a popsicle stick, and they bring her everywhere with them. And so they have pictures of Hattie at Dodger Stadium, and Lizzie was like, yeah, we're big Dodgers fans. And I was like, oh, right through my heart. right through my heart. I died. I, like, died.
I have to tell you something.
It's devastating.
If I don't root for the Braves, I've always rooted for the Dodgers. Mandy. But I don't really care much about baseball, so.
Mandy.
I'm sorry.
You can't. You can't.
I'm sorry. Like, I'm a Braves fan by birth.
I can't.
Because you don't live in Georgia. You don't, you're not born and raised in Georgia and not a Braves fan.
I can't even look at you right now.
I couldn't tell you anything about baseball, right?
I can't even look at you right now.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
The betrayal. The double betrayal.
If it helps, I can name like 4 baseball teams, okay?
The Braves, we just played the Braves. We won that series, sorry.
We just won the World Series last year. I think it was Halloween.
I remember that.
It was a major thing.
The Warriors
standing outside of Academy in case, because the Academy Sports said, if the Braves win, we are opening whatever time it is with all of the They Won merch ready. And so people were like camping outside Academy watching the game.
That's pretty typical for like the World Series. Mm-hmm. If it looks like a team's about to win, then they will have that. That happened the few, the 3 times that we won in recent history.
I mean, it also makes you wonder, like, are y'all making all of this merch to throw away, though, if they don't win?
I think from what I've seen, at least there was one year where I saw them, they were like, it was getting to be the end of the game, and it was getting very clear who was going to win, and so they started, like, screen printing, like, right as it started. So I was just like, are you...
But Academy's not going to do that. I mean, there's 10 miles from me.
Who knows?
Like, they had stuff, like, distributed to them.
Yeah, that's insane. I don't know.
That's I think about it.
I've always wondered, like... Yeah, it's weird. But anyways... Since we're talking about sports, the Warriors won the championship, and there was a lovely parade.
I don't know what sport you're talking about.
It's basketball.
I was going to say, I don't know who the Warriors are. I know even less about basketball than I do
about baseball.
They are
the NBA champions. That's who they are. I watched the game, the last game of the season, the winning game, and it was so good. Steph Curry... reaction at the end of the game. He was just in tears. He was so happy. It was so good. I was very happy. I was also very mad that I had to work instead of going to the parade. But, you know.
The sport I know the most about is Quidditch. After that, football. Then I would go to a hockey game over anything.
See, which is really funny.
It's
really funny because I was born and raised in San Jose. I've lived here my whole life. We have a hockey team. It's the only professional sports team we have, like major league professional sports team we have. And it's one of the only sports that I don't follow at all.
Yeah.
Period. Like, that's just so funny. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't do hockey. I do baseball and basketball. And occasionally if football is on, I will watch. But otherwise...
But I don't watch. I'm afraid I'm going to see a terrible injury because I'm like, I'm so squeamish that like, I'm afraid I'm going to see somebody's leg turn to jello.
That happened.
So I try not to watch live sports. I try to like,
that's fair.
Oh, they won. Cool.
That's fair.
Cool. They won. Great.
There was an awful injury like a while back for our catcher, I think it was 2011, and it was bad.
Don't tell me.
I'm not going to tell you, but it was bad. Bad enough that they had to change rules to protect catchers.
Jesus.
It was really bad, so I get that.
George Bailey just sat up and barked. All right.
He can hear me.
He is so grouchy. Like, his eyes are all, like, squinty. He just woke up and was like, I choose violence. And now he's leaving. He's going downstairs. Well, bye.
Well, bye.
Rami.
All right. Well, it's almost time for us to say bye, too.
That was the Incoherent Fangirl.
All right. Is it spiel time?
It's spiel time.
All right. Well, if you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe on whatever platform you are listening to. You can also follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on Instagram and TikTok, and at Incoherent Girls on Twitter, because Twitter has a character limit. We hate it. We hate it.
Hate it forever.
Please like our Facebook page and also visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, for where all of our episodes are also streaming, and you can read our blog, which has book reviews that are longer, or other reviews that we haven't written yet, but we probably will. I don't know, maybe. Send us an email at theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com with any comments, questions, suggestions, just, I don't know, whatever anything. You want. Anything fun. However, if your name is...
here with ears.
If your name is... and you're using our email address
you can for spam, you can... catch these hands.
You can... sir... whoever you are.
I want to punch your throat so hard. I hope when you wear socks in your kitchen, you step in a puddle every time.
I hope that the toilet paper is always out whenever you go to the bathroom and there's no backups anywhere nearby.
You gotta waddle. And I hope that as soon as you get to your charger to plug your phone in, it dies every time.
We have been getting a lot of spam at the email.
F you.
So, and they use the
catch
name.
Catch me in a dark alley. Catch me outside. How about that?
But if you would catch like to hands. Send us actual emails, we would love that.
Yes.
Actual emails, not spam emails, because we will find you.
Yes.
You can't see, I'm but vengeance. I'm glaring at you.
Yeah. It was very threatening. I was shaking over here.
I'm very, very scary.
Yeah.
All 5'1" of me.
I was going to say, and she's super tall, too. You should be afraid of Karen. She'll stomp on you.
No, I'm so little that you just don't see me coming. Mm-hmm. Zoom, zoom.
Listen, what we do. Listen, I'm going to give you a spoiler so that you at least know to be prepared. Karen runs up behind you, drops to all fours. I come up in front of you, shove you. You fall backwards over Karen, roll off a cliff. Yeah. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Farewell.
Bye.
We will not miss you.
Don't farewell. Fare poorly forever.
Anyways.
We're mean.
We're not that mean. Okay, to be fair, they tired. Were mean first. They were mean first.
We're just tired of your stupid emails.
So rude. So rude. Is it coupon code time? Is that where we're at?
Coupon code time.
Coupon codes. All right. Well, visit our internet besties, starting with Here Comes the Nerd at herecomesthenerd.com. You can use code FANGIRL at checkout to get 20% off. And Here Comes the Nerd just debuted their first original artwork. I'm so excited. Strella. We love Strella. We love Midi. We are so excited.
Midi with three tails. Midi has three tails.
Midi is so cute. I need plushies. I need plushies of all of them.
Mm-hmm.
All of them. Mm-hmm. So much. And then the little dino chica. I can't.
Very cute.
I'm
very
so
cute.
Obsessed. I can't wait. So yes, please visit Here Comes the Nerd because she's got amazing stuff coming out.
Yep. Then you can also visit onceuponabookclub.com and use code MANDY10 for 10% off.
Yes. I'm excited
love
for July.
Love Once Upon a Book Club.
We do. Yeah. We do. I'm excited for July. And then you can also visit our friend Novelty Chest at noveltychest.com. That is novel like a book, tea like the drink, chest.com. Use code FANGIRL5 at checkout and you'll get 5% off your monthly subscription. And if you sign up before July 15th, you will be signed up for Violet Made of Thorns by mm-hmm. Gina Chen, which is the July book.
Very exciting. And last but certainly not least, you can visit grimoiretea.com and use code FANGIRLTEA. So it's FANGIRL without the I, FANGRLTEA for 10% off your order.
Yay. Visit all our internet besties. We love them.
We love our besties. We love you for listening.
Thank you so much for listening, even though we're a little chaotic and incoherent. You know,
it's on brand.
You knew what you signed up for.
Never promised. Yeah, we never promised to make sense.
No.
Never once.
We never, never.
Chaos witches. That's what we are.
Yeah. Maybe that's what I'll wear next week. Be chaotic. Wear my chaos witch stuff.
I may be in all black. I may be in mourning for people I won't say on the podcast. So I don't want to spoil it for you. But if I'm in all black, know someone I care about has died on Stranger Things. I care about a lot of them. So
I was going to say, you've only mentioned two of them. So should we maybe make sure that they know you care about more people?
I would probably die for Hopper. I love Max. I love Dustin. I love Lucas. I couldn't really care less about Mike or Will, if I'm honest. That's mean, but Elle, whatever. Joyce, whatever. I like Enzo. There's more. I hope Nancy dies. That's mean, but to my honest opinion, I really hope Nancy is one of the ones. Yeah. I love a lot of them. I really do. But my two favorites are the one I'm the most concerned about.
Yeah. All right.
I'll be in mourning if any of those people, but Nancy dies though. So Nancy, I'll be like cheering.
Wear some yellow sunshine, cheerful.
Yes, Nancy's dead. That's so mean. Anyways,
well, thanks for listening.
The Hurt Fangirl, and we love you.
We love you. Thanks for listening.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.